from Olivia and the Creepy Crawlies. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Come on out October 16th, 17th, and 18th for two mega sales under one roof. The Quality Inn Hotel at 33 Benson Street is hosting its Zara-branded outerwear sale and mega sports sale featuring jackets, parkas, jerseys, hoodies, toques, and more just in time for those cooler temperatures. Students get a 10% discount on everything. Head out to the Quality Inn 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for great deals on outerwear and sports apparel.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Good evening. We are Screamin' Sins, and you're listening to CFRC.
101.9. Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore. On CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, I'm Ewan.
And I'm Ryan.
We're from the Sheepdogs.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Spooky! Yeah, that's right. It's October 15th, y'all. Coming up on Halloween, All Hallows Eve, the night where the veil between the living and the not-so-living is at its thinnest. And that's why we celebrate all things candy and jack-o'-lanterns and spiders and aliens and Bigfoots and all that gobbledygook. As you can tell, I'm getting excited. My name is Jeff the Nerd. Thank you very much for coming along. If you're just tuning in, what's wrong with you? We are halfway through the month of October, and we are halfway through the program. This is week three of Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesdays. I don't know, web of musical madness? Sludge of pop, rock, blah, and blah? A third thing? That's right. Every week, every Wednesday this month, we're doing nothing but Halloween spooky music so that you can, you know, stock your playlist with the best amazing Halloween tunes that you may not have already listened to a million times every single Halloween. We're trying to keep you away from the Mariah Carey Christmas nonsense of Halloween. We all love Thriller. We all love the Monster Mash. But, you know, when you've got your cassette deck out on the porch on Friday the 31st, blasting tunes for the little trick-or-treaters, maybe you want to hit them up with some Necromantics. That's right. We just heard Trick or Treat by Necromantics, spelled with a K and an X. Nothing spookier than that. We open up that last set with Evil Woman by the Electric Light Orchestra, otherwise known as ELO, as ELO. My name, like I said, is Jeff the Nerd, and thank you so much for tuning in. We've been having a great morning so far, just spinning the wheels of steel and talking about everything spooky and ghastly that's going on this holiday season. One more shout out to Fort Fright at Fort Henry, a Kingston Halloween tradition where they deck out Fort Fright with all the spookiest Halloween decorations and live action actors and all sorts of craziness. I've never been, and I think this year is going to have to be the year. So maybe I'll see you there. If you want to go, and if you want to go for free, give me a call. Wait for me to stop talking, and because I'm flying solo today. But once I'm done with this segment and we get back to the tunes, give us a call at 613-533-CFRC. Tell me your favorite spooky movie, Halloween or not. Tell me your favorite scary movie, something that gets under your skin. And a pair of tickets to Fort Fright could be yours. More on that a little bit later. But first and foremost, we like to do a community events roundup. This time of morning, this segment, we dedicate to everything that's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario this coming weekend. Because like I said, if you're just joining us, it is Wednesday. We are live. So the weekend's coming up and we don't want to waste it. It's still, you know, it's crispy out there. It is fall, but it's still nice. We still don't have snow. There's no S word out yet. So there's no reason to waste the weekend. We were just talking about Fort Fright and, you know, continuing on with them. Fort Fright is going on right now at Fort Henry. They've also got a new, I think this is new this year, where they're doing movies, Fort Fright movie nights. Every Wednesday in October, just like me, they're screening horror movies at the fort, which is amazing in my opinion. That sounds awesome. And not just any horror movies, we're talking like legit horror movies. They just played Midsommar last week. And then this week, tonight, Sinister is going to be playing. That's crazy. A true crime writer discovers a box of disturbing home movies that plunge his family into a supernatural nightmare. You tell me. Are you going to last? Are you going to sit there and in the middle of cold, dark, possibly actually haunted Fort Henry and watch Sinister on a big screen? You're not going to scream. You're not going to leave early. You tell me, pal. I don't think so. I dare you. That's legit. I like that. I like that a lot. General admission is $15. Military ID is only $12. Doors open at 7:15. Movie starts at 8 o'clock. That's good. Bring a blanket. Bring a friend. Get ready to get freaked out tonight. Fort Henry, Sinister. Not too shabby. On to more events that are happening this weekend. We have an announcement. The Wilderness and Red Fox show that is happening this Friday, October 17th at the Broom Factory is sold out. So if you're looking forward to going to that, sorry, chump, you missed your chance. The Wilderness show at the Broom Factory is sold out. Bah. On to some things that are happening that aren't sold out. Friday, October 17th, running all through the weekend, the Kingston Symphony Orchestra vinyl record sale is happening. One of the most anticipated events of the year for record collectors and music nerds like myself. Check out the Kingston Symphony Association's website for more details about how to get in on that. Thousands of LPs, CDs, and DVDs and equipment available at this amazing event. So like I said, check out their website for more details about times and dates and how to get in. But don't pass it up. In this world of digital nonsense where everything is streaming and everything's up in the so-called cloud, no better time to bolster your physical media collection than right now. I don't know about you, but myself and some friends of mine both separately went through an incident where, I call it an incident like it's super serious, where we were without internet for a full day and we had to resort to our DVD collections to entertain us. Forget about reading books. Bah. I want to watch the commentary track on the full screen DVD of The Sum of All Fears. I don't know. So check out the Kingston Symphony record sale. And hey, maybe get a jump on that holiday shopping if you've got some vinyl nerds in your family or in your social circle. So that's going on. So check that out. Big musical event happening this weekend, Saturday, October 18th at the Ale House. Sloan is coming back to Kingston. That's right, the rock powerhouse from Halifax, Nova Scotia. They've been around, you've heard them, you know them, you love them. They are the cherry on top of Big Shiny Tunes 3. There's no denying. They're going to be playing at the Ale House and Canteen at, like I said, Saturday night, 5:45 show. Doors open at 5 p.m., nice and early. Not too bad for us old fogies, you know? You get out there at 6 p.m. and you're home, ready for your pudding cup and your rerun of Murder, She Wrote by 9. How's that for some fun? No miners, it says, so I'm sorry if you're in the Queen's Mining Department. You better find something else to go to. Here's an event this weekend that is for all ages. Another early one, Sunday, October 19th. The Beauty and the Beast sing-along is being put on by the Cantabile Choirs of Kingston. That's right. Don't call them Cantabile. The Cantabile Choirs is putting on a sing-along screening of the Disney classic. Don't forget, it's rated PG. So if you got some overly sensitive little ones, I don't know. I love the last act of Beauty and the Beast when the townsfolk are all out with their torches and pitchfork and that giant log so they can bash down the door and torch all the possessed pieces of furniture. That's the closest thing. What's maybe not the closest thing to a Disney horror movie. The Black Cauldron exists, but Beauty and the Beast, That's a really, I love that movie. I'm just going to say it. It's a friggin' great movie. First feature-length animated movie to ever be nominated for an Academy Award. So that, again, is Sunday, October 19th at the Spire. That is Sydenham Street United Church. It starts at 2:30 p.m. It's $10 admission. Beauty and the Beast, sing along with Cantabile Choirs. What's your favorite song on Beauty and the Beast? I know you're going to say Be My Guest. Everyone says Be My Guest, or the one that Angela Lansbury from Murder, She Wrote sings. But my favorite's the one where the townspeople have their pitchforks and torches and their giant log, and they're getting ready to bash down the door and torch all that possessed furniture because, you know, we fear what we don't understand. Happy almost Halloween, everybody. That's all I got for events that are going on in and around Kingston. Also, if you're living under a rock, it is homecoming this weekend, so we can expect a deluge of alumni coming in. There's all manner of homecoming events going on downtown Kingston. If you're an alumni and you're not in the know, check out the Queen's University homecoming website and see what's going on. Or check it out just in case you want to know why there are dozens of gray-haired Queen's students at Jack Astor's or whatever, you know, or at the Holiday Inn. It's going to be a fun weekend. It's supposed to be rainy on Sunday, nice and brisk, proper fall weather. I don't know. Go homecoming, right? I like it. I like it a lot. We're going to get back to the tunes, though. It's coming up to quarter after 9, so we better play some spooky tunes for y'all. Before we get back to it, though, don't forget, give me a call, 613-533-2372. Tell me your favorite scary movie, and I will arrange for you to get 2 free passes to Fort Fright at Fort Henry. That number again, 613-533-CFRC. Let's get back to it. This is the Revelos, or is it the Rezalos? With She's Fallen in Love with a Monster Man, right here on Queen's University Radio.
With this crazy sound. My baby looked up, kind of mesmerized, and she gave a long moan, much to my surprise. Said this monster's the most, but he's number one fan. I'm falling in love with this monster man.
Falling in love with the monster man. Falling in love with the monster man.
even go where this guy has been. We torn out hell from the top of his lip. Just a crazier kind of a mixed up kid. He was sort of disturbed like a sewing machine when my pretty baby said, this monster's a dream. And just a little unreal. He seemed kind of short of that sex appeal. He was dragging his chains and groaning his groans. Not really a guy that a gal should take home. Got to the part that monster should die. My baby broke down as he started to cry. She said, this monster I love, in a strange kind of whisper.
He's Frankenstein, cousin Dracula's sister.
Yeah. Could be your girl, so run for your life. Yeah, why don't you run for your life?
For those of you with heart conditions, or who are with young and impressionable children, we ask that you turn around in your seats, or leave this auditorium for the next 2 minutes.
Different, shocking, you've never seen anything like Dracula versus Frankenstein. In color, rated GT.
Just a prisoner in a cell was once the stuff of dreams, has now become a living hell. Her silhouette above the bed, and her lips are certain why she's beating me once, beating me twice, beating me. Don't you know you're bleeding me? Her hand upon the wall, she prayed an appetite for meat. Eyes of glassy beads with their hearts that do not beat. I hear her in the halls, now she's coming after me. She's beating me once, beating me twice, beating me. Don't you know you're bleeding me dry?
The Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Your body, but don't let them. The situation's getting worse, we better go get them. Zombie apocalypse, the day has come, the party starts. Look out for raggedy people with rotten body parts. Don't drink water from a contaminated source. It's time to do battle with a reanimated corpse. Prepare yourself physically and mentally steady. Yes, they're known for the muddy dress, their face is a bloody mess. Zombie invasion, the problem's international. Don't try to reason with them, zombies are irrational. These are dead people, imagine how they smell. If you're bitten, then you become a zombie yourself. They don't need raisins or peanuts or chocolate chips. Shoot them in the head, it's the zombie apocalypse.
Zombie to life, zombie to life. Zombies are coming to catch it tonight. Zombie to life, zombie to life. Zombies are coming to catch it tonight. Zombie to life, zombie to life. Zombies are coming to catch it tonight. Zombie to life, zombie to life. Zombies are coming to catch it tonight.
Why is this happening? People are frantic. The military's overwhelmed, widespread panic. Cities are destroyed and the streets run red. How do we contain this plague of the undead? Weaponize thyself, call on the troops. Zombies have the tendency to mobilize in large groups. There's very little information and no answers. One weird thing is that they're excellent dancers. Watch this. We'll be right back. remains. The only thing they know how to say is the word brains. That's all they're interested in is your gray matter. Hey, batter, hit them in the head and they may splatter. The zombie tsunami is out of control. Hide in your basement or go on patrol. The world is being pillaged of its beauty and its worth. Brain dead zombies are taking over planet Earth. Careful. Look behind you. What is it? It's some sort of ghoulish zombie man. Oh no, it's just me, the spirit of all things fun inside of everything. My name is Jeff the Nerd, clearly grasping at straws this morning. Thanks for coming along. It's Indie Morning Wake Up, CFRC 101.9. Queen's University campus, and we just heard the classic Buck 65 tune, Zombie Delight. That's right. If you're just tuning in, this is week three of our Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday Halloween Spooktacular series, where every Wednesday in October, there's five of them, don't you know, Burr? Every Wednesday, we're doing nothing but spooky tunes to get you in the Halloween mood. Before Buck 65, we just heard from The Tenders with Bleed You Dry. Not bad. Also in that last set, we heard The Sonics with Strychnine. I don't recommend eating that. And I don't care how delicious they made it sound. Don't do it. And also in that set, we opened it up with The Revelos, which she's fallen in love with a monster man. The Revelos or the Rezillos? I'm always a little fuzzy on that. There was some legal kerfuffle about their name back in the day. So if you want to find she's fallen in love with a monster man, I believe it's under the Revelos. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and this time of morning, when I'm not freaking you out with all the best Halloween tunes and nonsense, we like to talk about movie stuff. That's right, pop culture world. What's going on in and around the world of TV shows, video games, movies, that sort of thing. It's October. It's October 15th. We're barreling towards the spooky season. We are in the spooky season. We're barreling towards the greatest holiday of the year, Halloween. It's on a Friday this year, which is great. Halloween weekend really means something this time around. And then the following Saturday, the day after, is daylight savings. I don't know if it's the end or the beginning. I don't know how that works because I think it's dumb. But basically, the Saturday night of Halloween weekend, we get an extra hour of sleep and nightmares. Or an extra hour of partying and candy gorging. Whatever you want to do. Maybe an extra hour of watching spooky horror movies. I'm going to start dropping recommendations for y'all. If you're, you know, much like the music, it's stuff that we haven't heard a million times in a row, so you might like it. So I'm going to start dropping recommendations of movies that maybe you haven't heard of, maybe you haven't seen them yet, that I know you'll like. And if you don't like them, screw you. Anyways, I really enjoy the 80s as an era of horror movie. I think a lot of the classics, obviously. We are listening to the Nightmare on Elm Street soundtrack right now.
But there's a lot of unsung heroes in the 80s, mainly because of the sheer number of horror movies that came out in the 80s. It was a pretty stupid amount, but we're all the better for it. First recommendation, off the top of the show this morning, our bed music was from the 1986 classic Chopping Mall. That's right, where shopping costs you an arm and a leg. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's very cheesy and definitely worth the 5.6 out of 10 rating it's got on IMDb, but it's not without its fun. It's written and directed by Jim Wynorski, so that's got to be something there. That's got to mean something for you there. But basically, it's about a group of sexy teens that are staying after hours at a shopping mall so they can have a party in the furniture store. But what they don't know is that the shopping mall's brand new, state-of-the-art, technologically advanced security robots go haywire and decide to hunt them down. And one by one, these sexy teenagers succumb to I'm just looking at the video right now, and they look like the robots from Short Circuit. They're not very threatening. And to be honest, I don't think there's actually any chopping that gets done in the movie. But if you want to check out a Kelly Maroney and Barbara Crampton classic, then check out 1986's Chopping Mall. It's got Dick Miller in it. What more do you need? This time of morning, though, we do like to talk about movie news and things that are going on. First and foremost, we will start with our celebrity birthdays. As you know, they are our social betters and they deserve to be worshipped. We all know that they're the ones handing out full-size bars because they got the moolah. Happy 39th birthday to character actor extraordinaire Paul Walter Hauser. You may not know the name, but if you look him up, you'll definitely know the face. He's been in a ton of stuff. One of my favorites is that he played Stingray in the Cobra Kai TV series. So if you're trying to think of what a good Halloween costume might be, maybe go as like a ninja or a karate man. I remember in school, me and my buddies, we all decided we were all just going to go as ninjas. It was definitely during like the late 80s ninja craze. And so that just meant for a really great group costume because it's cheap. Everyone knows what it is. And the more people you get in on it, the better. So you tell me that 15 little first graders running around the schoolyard all dressed identically as ninjas isn't a good thing. I think it is. Happy 39th birthday to Stingray himself, Paul Walter Hauser. Happy 56th birthday to Dominic West, another character actor extraordinaire. Had a very long and excellent career. He was on The Wire. He was in Chicago. He was in Tomb Raider. But he was in my favorite. I think he was in. I'm just going to double check because I want to confirm. I don't want to go off half zombied here, but I believe he was in one of my favorite zombie movies, Land of the Dead. Was he not in Land of the Dead? I'm trying to find it here. Either way, happy birthday to Dominic West. And then last but not least, happy birthday to Tanya Roberts. She has passed away in 2021, but born this day in 1949, Tanya Roberts, also known as Sheena. She was in Beastmaster. She was the Bond girl in one of my favorite Bond movies, A View to a Kill. Cheesy movie, but a killer soundtrack. She was Donna Pinciotti's mom on That 70s Show. But most importantly, she was in the 1979 slasher classic Tourist Trap, where a group of young friends get stranded at a secluded roadside museum and are stalked by a masked assailant who uses telekinetic powers to control the attraction's mannequins. Nothing creepier than mannequins coming to life to hunt you down. So happy birthday to the late, great Tanya Roberts. Check out Tourist Trap in 1979. Also in the on the movie headlines, I guess. There we go. Leonardo DiCaprio and his Appian Way Productions company is teaming up with Universal Pictures to develop a bio movie about the legendary Hungarian actor Bela Lugosi. Lugosi originated the iconic role of Dracula both on the Broadway adaptation of the Bram Stoker novel and the classic 1931 Universal horror movie. So the script for his bio movie is written by Scott Alexander and Larry Karakazowski, the writers behind one of another great Bela Lugosi bio movie, 1994's Ed Wood. The pair also wrote scripts for bio movies such as The People vs. Larry Flint, Man on the Moon, and Dolomite Is My Name. That's a good one right there. Again, if you're looking for a good Halloween costume, consider going as Dolomite.
Anyways, Leo DiCaprio is going to be producing this film. It's in early development right now. But hey, anything Bela Lugosi is fine with me. Yeah, y'all see the Ed Wood? You guys see Ed Wood from 1994? That's a good one. Pull the string, right? Pull the string. It's a good one. Also in the news, it's official. A third film in the current iteration of the Mortal Kombat franchise is in the works at Warner Brothers Pictures. No further details on the third entry have been revealed beyond the fact that they're getting the same screenwriters and some of the same producers. But basically, it's because of the massive hype and the guaranteed success of the second movie, which is still yet to be released. It was supposed to be out this month, but Warner Brothers Pictures pushed it back half a year till May 15th, 2026, following the fact that the first trailer racked up 107 million global views within the first 24 hours online, setting an all-time record for a red band trailer. So Mortal Kombat 2 being pushed until May 15th, 2026. Mortal Kombat 3 in early development should be out 2027, I believe. Who knows? Either way, we are all better people for having more Mortal Kombat. And look, the silver lining of all these baseless and pointless news articles is that I'm giving you amazing Halloween costume ideas. Mortal Kombat. Just go for one of the characters from Mortal Kombat. I'm going to say it again. Mortal Kombat. It's fantastic. Last couple headlines before we get back to the tunes. Horror icon filmmaker Sam Raimi has a new movie coming out. Doesn't come out until January, but the first trailer and the first photos for the horror survival thriller Send Help have been released. The first trailer came out yesterday. It stars Rachel McAdams and Dylan O'Brien as Linda Little and Bradley Preston, respectively, two co-workers on a consulting firm's strategy and planning team. It says that Rachel McAdams' character is capable, hardworking, yet overlooked, and Dylan O'Brien is a credit-taking glory hound and her over-demanding boss. Both detest each other, but soon find themselves the sole survivors of a plane crash and stranded on a deserted island. The trailer looks freaky and good, and I'm very excited. Rachel McAdams is wonderful, and I'm very much looking forward to checking that out. Not till January 30th, though. Either way, it's good that Sam Raimi is still making thrillers. And last but not least, Maggie Kang, the creator of Netflix's smash sensation K-pop Demon Hunters, has just come out and said that the movie should not get a live-action remake. Of course, everyone knows it. My nieces are among two young people who are obsessed with it. They are going as two of the K-pop Demon Hunters for Halloween this year. The film premiered in late June and turned into a cultural phenomenon as Netflix's most-watched movie in history, and the soundtrack topped the Billboard charts and broke record with four songs in the top 10 of the top Billboard 100. Blah. Either way, big hit. But Maggie Kang, speaking to the BBC, says, quote, there's so many elements of the tone and the comedy that are suited for animation. It's really hard to imagine these characters in a live action world. It would feel so grounded, so totally, it wouldn't work for me, end quote. Good times had by all. I'm still yet to see K-pop Demon Hunters, but I'll probably fold that into my, you know, October Halloween nonsense. We're going to get back to the tunes, though. And then after that, stay tuned for The Mood with May. As always, wonderful. But without further ado, here's the Subsonics with Frankenstein right here on CFRC. Shouldn't have tried.
This is Dose from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Is the fine line between dreams and nightmares, between nightmares and reality?
I am the Bishop of Battle.
Awesome!
It's only a dream.
Nightmare. Some of them wake up with you. Nightmares.
From Universal Pictures, rated R, under 17, and not admitted without parent.
3, 2, 1.
Steel, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
All he wanted was a lady, and at night he came up.
Yes, there we go. That was Creature from the Black Lagoon by Dave Edmonds right here on your spooky station that rocks the terrifying nation, CFRC 101.9. Before Dave Edmonds, we heard from Nap Eyes featuring Nenamdi with Blood River. Also in that set, we heard from The Electric Mess with You've Become a Witch. And we opened it up with the Subsonics and Frankenstein. Thanks for coming along, everyone. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and this is the tail end of yet another Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. Thanks for coming along on this rock ride around the world and through time every Wednesday on CFRC. We're coming at you, spinning the best and none of the rest. Keep it locked and ready to rock. We got The Mood with May up next, and then a full docket of amazing CFRC programming all day. And check out all the other Indie Morning Wake Up shows of the week. Big shout out. They're all amazing. Tomorrow we got Cindy and the gang. I'm very excited. I always tune into them. It's always excellent. In summation, what did we learn today? We learned that it's currently quiet on campus because it is reading week, but then this weekend it might get a little loud because it is homecoming. All people in the rumor mill are saying that the students will start returning around Thursday just to get ready. But just, you know, don't worry about it. Be cool, everyone. Keep a level head. Be safe. And don't forget, it's homecoming for a lot of people other than the current students. Don't forget, it is an event for the alumni, and there are going to be many homecoming things going on in and around Kingston this coming weekend. So keep a weather eye for that. We also learned that John Carpenter has a 6-vinyl box set album available now for sale for all you horror nerds. This tune right now, Halloween Kills, the end titles. It is on that album, as well as many other horror favorites and some new remixes. Check out John Carpenter live at the Knockdown Center this past Friday in New York, New York. Someone uploaded a full video of the concert, and it's wonderful. I like it a lot. Speaking of other things to watch, we also learned that it is your duty as a human being on this planet to watch the Jim Wynorski classic Chopping Mall. Expect the best. Expect the best. That is also available in its entirety on YouTube. I think Creature Features did that last October, so I think you can still find their, you know, broadcast of Chopping Mall. Academy Award considered movie, Chopping Mall. If you're into horror movies, tonight at Fort Henry, Fort Fright is screening Sinister at 8 p.m. So check out their website, Fort Fright, if you want to get in on that and check out and get some tickets. If you want to get some free tickets to see Fort Fright, you know, the attraction, then check out CFRC's Instagram, CFRC Music on Instagram. There's a ticket giveaway going on right now. Don't delay. Apply today and get scared. Again, Fort Fright giveaway on CFRC Music Instagram. And we also learned that Sloan is playing this weekend at the Ale House on Saturday. I don't think it's sold out yet. They haven't been in town for a while. They are Canada's rock superstars. I highly recommend you check it out. Other than that, I hope you all had a great week with me, the Nerd. We'll catch you all next Wednesday with yet another Halloween spooktacular. And if you missed the program, check out CFRC.ca and boogie on down to the archive section where you can re-listen to me and the madness at your leisure. Nothing quite like it. And I always say this is October is the month where you get to gather your, you know, Halloween tunes. Simply put. Anyways, I'll catch you all next week. My name's Jeff, the Movie Nerd. Thanks for tuning in. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. Keep it locked and ready to rock. We're going to play ourselves out with A Nightmare on My Street by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. We'll catch you all next Wednesday. Bye!
like to tell him about this guy. You all know me, and he's scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I call him to bed. He's burnt up like a weenie, and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's gone when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night, so the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, Buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. Hot and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you are the living animal, now you must die.
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim.
Come on out October 16th, 17th, and 18th for two mega sales under one roof. The Quality Inn Hotel at 33 Benson Street is hosting its Zara-branded outerwear sale and mega sports sale featuring jackets, parkas, jerseys, hoodies, toques, and more just in time for those cooler temperatures. Students get a 10% discount on everything. Head out to the Quality Inn 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and then on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for great deals on outerwear and sports apparel.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so, too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive.